All right, I'm Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier, and this is Ozone Live on Facebook. It's a new social media initiative we're trying out this offseason. And I'm joined today by Jaguars guard A.J. Cann, and we'll get to him in a minute. But first, this is a social media initiative, so we're going to introduce a new voice, a new guy in our world, if you will. Jaguars social media guy. Say hello.
Hello, guys.
You doing well?
Thank you, John.
All right, it's about enough from Jaguars social media guy for now. We're going to get to A.J. Cann. We'll get back to social media guy in a minute. The idea here is to ask questions of you on Facebook Live so readers can comment on the reader section below, and we'll get back to Carlos or Jaguars social media guy in a minute. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Off-season. What does that entail normally? But how is it different here with a lot of changes with Doug Marrone coming on and all the changes in the off-season?
I feel like around the facility, you know, it's a little different. You can tell it's a new staff in because obviously, you know, you can see a little things have changed. Don't really know yet what's going to happen once OTAs and stuff roll around, but you can obviously see some small change that's been going on around the facility and stuff.
Now, how you've never really been through this sort of a change, of course, your first 2 years and your first year as a rookie, so you don't know what's going on. Tell me what it's like as a player when you really can't have very much contact with the newness. You're here, can't really talk football, so you don't really know what the changes are going on. You hear speculation, you assume. What is that period like for you as a player?
Like you just said, you know, you hear so many different things, but you don't know what to expect. And like I just said just now, like you're going into a new year with a new coaching staff and all these types of things, and you don't know what to expect. All you can do is just hope for the best and just hope that everything will go far as planned.
Now, do you Google Pat Flaherty? I mean, is it something, or do you try to talk to people? Or in talking to a couple other players, the Super Bowl, they just kind of relax and say, you know what, it's going to be what it's going to be. I'll form my own opinions once I meet the guy. How do you approach that?
I've reached out to some guys, you know, that I know and where he's coached, and I ask him, you know, how is him. But even if I'm around in the facility and I see him, how you doing? And I talk to him, nothing football, just briefly about, you know, how you doing. So it seems like a good guy.
Now, we talked right before we came on about your name.
Yeah.
A.J. Cann.
Yeah.
But not that easy, is it, apparently?
Nah, a lot of people mispronounce it.
Why?
I don't know. It seems simple to me, but I've heard Khan, I've heard Kane. People even said McCann when there's not even an MC in my name. But I just try to tell people it's like C-A-N, just got two N's at the end of my last name. Yeah.
And you can't imagine why, but
I don't know why people mispronounce
it.
It
is what it is, because it's C-A-N-N. It's not that complicated.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to go to social media guy. Hey, social media guy, what do you got?
All right, AJ, the first question is, what will you be doing this offseason to prepare yourself for next season?
I feel like as an offensive lineman, you have to have a strong core to be able to sustain blocks and have control of a defensive lineman. So since the offseason started, I've been working on a lot of core and trying to make my core as strong as it can be so I can improve on that.
All right, next question. What's the best advice or scheme that Marrone applied to the offensive line last season to improve your overall performance?
I think he did a good job of getting everybody together as one and work on things that what we can improve as an offensive line together so we can work on that camaraderie and as or whatever starting five was out there so we can both have that same mindset and control of the game and what we were trying to do.
All right, third question, we got to go back a little ways. So after you were drafted, what was the single most important piece of advice you got entering your rookie season?
I think someone told me that learn to enjoy it because, you know, you never know how fast this game can go. Just how, you know, somebody can work so hard to get to this point and be blessed to be drafted and be on an NFL team, but it can go away just as fast as you, as a blink of an eye. It's crazy.
Now, advice is great, but was it – that first year, how much different is it than what you sort of expect? Is it even possible to understand the difference between NFL and college?
Oh, yeah. You can understand. Yeah, the game's a whole lot faster. You have to learn so much. Going into the studying a team, studying a player, a defense, it's so much goes into it that that, you know, I didn't do that much studying like that in college. You know, it's easy to go out there and play when you're, you know, but right. in the NFL it's different. You have to prepare in so many different ways to get an edge on a team or an opponent.
Tell me about where you're at personally. First year, second year, it seemed like there was some improvement in areas in 2016, but where do you feel like you stand? How did you feel like you played, and where do you need to get better?
I feel like my consistency, because there are some games I've seen those improvements, like you said, but in some games I it can fall off and not be as good as it was during those improvements. But I feel like I just got to work on that consistency, and I feel like that's why I said my core, because I feel like sometimes I can be on a block and a guy can slip because I'm not controlling good enough. That's why I feel like I can work on that core and be able to sustain blocks so much better than I did last year.
There's always so much talk about this team's offensive line. It's always a focus on every team, especially this one's name. Better pass blocking last year, still seemed like it could get better run blocking. Is that how you guys see it as well?
Of course, you see it that way, and I can totally understand, because, you know, when we were down in some games, you know, we had to pass the ball a whole lot more, and I guess that allowed us to be able to work on that because you were repping it so much. You're getting that experience throughout games. And when we run the ball, it's like here and there. So you just got to – we was able to build that confidence in the passing game. And I guess the run game was up and down. We just got to be able to, as an offense and as a team, be able to, you know, keep that league and be consistent in what we do with running the ball and passing the ball.
The run game, is it the back or is it the line? I'm a believer that it's you guys.
You know, it's
– What do you guys say?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, everybody has to come together and be able to see those things when we're watching film. Mm-hmm. That's why I like what we was doing last year. We would have, like, film when we watch with the running backs and the whole group so we can see the mistakes we made and see what the running backs see and the running back can see what the offensive line see. I think that can improve us during the run game.
I'm told we have to go back to social media guy now. So, okay. Back to you.
Thanks, John. All right, AJ, we got a couple college questions here. The first one was a switch to the right side a difficult transition for you entering the NFL?
You know, it is like I've heard a few guys say it, it's like learn to write with your right hand the whole time and go on to write with your left hand. But me being on the left side my whole entire college career and then switching to right my rookie year, it was something I had to get comfortable with. But I felt like I improved every game throughout my rookie year and getting comfortable with that right side.
All right, and this final one, should your old college coach, the old ball coach, return to coaching college football again?
It's hard for me to say about that, but I feel like he was a good coach while I was there, and if he wanted to go back and coach some more, I think he can do it. That's a tough old man.
You got to give me your best Spurrier story. I mean, I covered him in 93 through 94, so I know him a little bit, but as a player, what's the best story you got?
Well...
or that you can tell.
Okay, I can tell this one. So I think I said this before. So during when I was there, we had a lot of guys on the team that there was me as an AJ, then you had TJ, CJ, DJ.
There's no way he got that.
Yeah, and I love telling this one because it's funny to me. So out of all those guys named J, I was the biggest one. And so before every game, he would try to walk around the locker room, you know, spread some love to each guy, you know, let's have a good game. And every time he would come to me, and I don't know if he knows this or not, and I hope he never watches this, but he would never call me AJ. I was always called BJ or CJ or DJ. He never called me AJ before the locker room handshake.
Yeah, I covered him 2 years. I'm not sure he ever got my
name. I guess he never remembered it.
Now, we talked a little about Doug at the start. You played for him for 2 years as a line coach. What was that experience like, and what did he bring that you liked?
He taught us like how to pay attention to the details, mm-hmm. and he pointed out the small things that a lot of people don't point out. And I think I appreciated that because, you know, sometimes you have a tendency as a player, because there's so much going on, to overthink mm-hmm. things. But at the same time, he does a good job of pointing those small things out and how those small things can help you out in the long run when it's time to, for like a block or something.
Right.
If I'm teaching me how to pass block and I'm trying to overthink it and do this, and he just slows you down and said, just do these small things and it can help you out.
At the beginning of practice, which we get to see during the season, every day down there working on fundamentals, making sure that's right. It's a big part of what he's about, right?
Yeah, it's like work on, long as you're getting better every single day, mm-hmm. work on something every single day to get better at, and I appreciate that, yeah.
Now, talking to Drew Brees at the Super Bowl, who was around Doug with the Saints, said Doug's an offensive line coach, mm-hmm. which means he maybe expects the worst at times, if you follow me.
Yeah.
Sort of a, they called him Eeyore, I guess. Always sort of expecting the worst, always kind of down, always, hey, this is going to be, you know. Ever see that part of him? And I'd give him grief about that a little bit.
I can't say he's a guy that's straightforward. You know, he don't.
I got you.
He don't shoot you any crap. He's a straightforward guy. And to be honest, I think that's what a lot of guys like.
Right.
You know, not a guy that's going to bull crap. He's going to shoot you straightforward, and I respect that.
And you like that, and that's what you respond to, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha. AJ, I appreciate you doing this. And that's Ozone Live on Facebook.com.
Thank you so much.